Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Andrew, and this is The Playmaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, what's behind the unstoppable rise of Luton Town?
So, as you can see, a sold-out away end making their way up one of the most unique entrances in any football ground that you can find. Incredible atmosphere ahead of today's 3 o'clock kickoff between Luton Town and Stoke City.
Down Oak Road, a cramped terrace street just north of London, in between house numbers 99 and 103, are the turnstiles to the Oak Stand at Luton Town's Kenilworth Road Stadium. As you squeeze through the turnstiles, people cooking their dinner glance down from houses above. If you look from the steps up to the stand, you might see someone hanging out there washing. A cursory look at TripAdvisor tells a similar story. Time travel, but fun, says one. Old school, says another. For balance, there are a number that call it a dump. The stadium is one thing, but the most important thing for Luton right now is what's happening on the pitch, because it's nothing short of remarkable. Luton Town is currently third in the Championship, having risen up the table with 7 wins in their past 10 games. On this day 5 years ago, Luton was sixth in League Two. And 10 years ago, it was fifth in the Conference, the fifth tier of English football. Luton Town's rise up the leagues is part of a journey that started with the club in administration, suffering points deductions, and could end with a new stadium in the Premier League. So how has it all happened?
Things ticking over for Luton. Here's Mpanzu, goes for goal! A spectacular second for him, and a third for Luton, but surely now will give them the point.
Let's start with Pelly Ruddock Mpanzu, because if there's one player who symbolises Luton's rise, it's him. Having joined the Hatters from West Ham in 2014, Pelly Mpanzu has been part of a Luton team that's been promoted 3 times while he's been at the club, and he's just 28 years old. Then, there's the manager, Nathan Jones. He's on his second stint in charge of Luton Town. His first was successful. He guided his side to promotion from League 2 in 2018 and got Luton to second place in League 1 before leaving the club to become Stoke's new manager. Things didn't go well at Stoke, though. Jones won just 6 games in 38 before being sacked by the club. In that funny footballing way, he returned to Luton as manager 7 months later. Some things just work in football, and Nathan Jones's return really worked. With the club lying 23rd in the Championship when he took over in May 2020, Nathan Jones inspired his side and secured its survival in a dramatic last day of the season victory over Blackburn Rovers. With such a narrow escape, Luton was still a small fish in a big pond, but it kicked on last season, finishing 12th. And now, this season, it finds itself third in the table with 8 games remaining, and was narrowly beaten by Chelsea in the 5th round of the FA Cup. There's a sense that the club is doing things the proper way, too. Having ended up in administration and plummeting through the leagues between 2006 and 2010, Luton's recovery has been marked with financial stability. The club posted a profit last year. Its relatively low income, partly but not entirely due to a small stadium, means it can't afford big wages. Luton also eschews lucrative advertising it isn't comfortable with. In 2018, it rejected over £500,000 from gambling companies to be its main shirt sponsor, with chief executive Gary Sweet saying it would be against the club's principles. Things are looking up for Luton, which brings me back to the stadium. Because, all things being well, away fans won't have the dubious privilege of having to wander underneath someone's house in order to get into it for much longer. The club have bought land nearby in order to build a new 23,000-seater stadium that would bring it into the modern era. Running out on new turf as a Premier League side is a tantalising prospect. And after defeating the odds on so many occasions in recent years, maybe this will be Luton's ultimate triumph. Today's story was written by me, Andrew Butler, and mixed by Xavier Greenwood.
The Playmaker.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.